biggest organ discovered. You might think that after centuries of research into the anatomy, there isn't much we don't know about the human body. But if the authors of a new paper published in Scientific Reports on March 27th are right, scientists have overlooked something big. In fact, they may have missed something really big, the largest organ in our body. Researchers from New York University School of Medicine concluded that a fluid-filled network of spaces is spread throughout the human body. It's under the skin, between our organs, around blood vessels, and along the tissue between muscles, according to the researchers. They call this network an organ, the interstitium. Scientists didn't find the organ for years, due to the way they typically study human body tissue. They treat tissue samples with chemicals, and look at the samples under a microscope. But during this process, the fluid is lost, causing the interstitium to collapse. The researchers discovered these fluid-filled spaces by using a new imaging technique, which allows them to examine living tissue on a microscopic level. Our skin, until now considered to be the largest human organ, accounts for about 16% of our body mass. But Neil Feese, a pathologist at NYU Langone Health in New York and co-author of the study, told CNN that the interstitium is bigger by 4%, making up 20% of the body's volume. This is equivalent to about 10 liters in a young adult, Feese said. The study's authors say the interstitium's job is to protect the organs of the body, like a shock absorber. It also carries lymph, the fluid which contains infection-fighting white blood cells. These findings, if they gain acceptance, promise a better understanding of questions such as why our skin wrinkles as we get older, why our limbs stiffen, and how certain diseases spread in humans. The interstitium may also help to explain why cancers that start in one place can move to other parts of the body. According to Business Insider, the new organ may also shine some light on the success of techniques like acupuncture. The possibility that this network of spaces is a new organ reveals that, in spite of how advanced modern medicine is, we still have a long way to go,